Hi, everyone. We welcome you into the NovaCare Complex Eagles Live here on this Tuesday. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by our NFL insider, ESPN contributor, Adam Kaplan. We're in that little day where we kind of keep looking back at Arizona, the win against the Cardinals, and look ahead a little bit to the Detroit Lions. We'll be doing both of them today, Adam. How are you today, buddy?
I am well. This is the final quarter of the season. The coaches always look at this deal as, you know, four quarters, and we're now in the final quarter as we head into a big week at home versus the Lions.
Yeah, and we're going to get into the Adam Kaplan grades for this football team to this point, three quarters of the way through the NFL season, the regular season, that is, of course, the Eagles sitting in first place along with the Dallas Cowboys. Critical, critical weekend ahead with Detroit coming to Philadelphia and the Cowboys going to Chicago. Lots to get to here, Adam. Let's get you caught up first on the headlines of the day. Both Pat Shurmur and Bill Davis have met the media this morning. We had that for you live. Pat Shurmur saying, yeah, this team working to finish stronger. A lot of questions about the fourth quarter, Adam, and how the Eagles just not as productive in fourth quarters recently as they have been in the first three quarters of games. So we'll talk about that in a bit. Calvin Johnson, Megatron, Bill Davis and the Eagles defense preparing for him. As Davis said, a huge catch radius.
Love that term.
At 6 feet, 5 inches tall. He gets to everything. And Larry Fitzgerald, 1 week. Calvin Johnson, the next week. Not easy for any defense at all. Bill Davis very pleased with the defense and the way it's built some chemistry. Of course, eight straight games with 21 points or fewer allowed. Tight end Zach Ertz up for a rookie honor. It's the NFL's Pepsi Next Rookie of the Week honor. NFL Rookie of the Week honor. Go vote for Ertz on NFL.com. Do it now. He had a couple touchdown catches against the Cardinals. He's got 28 for the season, having a nice impact, getting better and better in this multiple tight end package the Eagles are using. And then after Eagles Live is over at about 1:20, quarterback Nick Foles and DeSean Jackson holding their press conferences. And, of course, we bring that live to you as we do every week. Eagles beating the Cardinals, as we know, 24-21 on Sunday. A game that kind of went as expected, Adam, has since watched the film. And what among these numbers here jump out at you, Adam?
I think the tight ends, as we said on last week's Eagles Live, I thought based on the matchup, they'd be involved, and they were. Would they have 12 targets and nine catches, I think, something like that? I loved it. I this is exactly what you do, and this is what I love about this coaching staff. They have the numbers. They see the tape. And they exploit the matchups. They did a great job. And as I said, though, it would go right down to the wire. And this thing, unfortunately, as you mentioned, in the fourth quarter, the offense didn't get it done. But in the end, the defense got it done.
Yeah, and a win is a win is a win. Yeah. And that's all that matters. The overall number is very even. The one that jumps out, of course, the turnovers. The Cardinals turning over three times. The Eagles, none. Eagles plus seven for the season. And in this four-game winning streak, Adam, plus eight. And you really... We talk about numbers all the time. The league is in love with metrics and the analytics, and it seems to be
it's a legitimate, very popular
part. Yeah. But it really turnovers really maybe the most key indicator of all.
Yeah, no question about it, because what we saw the previous two seasons was a big determinant of how bad the team was. Now you see it. When you have more possessions or you just don't turn it over and you get in plus territory, you're going to score. You're going to get a field goal or a touchdown. It happens every year. And Nick Foles continues to not turn it over. It's simply incredible. I didn't see this coming, but I'll tell you what, Nick Foles made some great throws in that game. That's a great visual on the wheel route by DeSean Jackson. Great timing. I love the timing by Nick Foles in this game. The only thing was a little bit inaccurate as the game went along. Wasn't quite as good as the Washington game, but still very, very solid.
Against a good Arizona defense, yes. With Detroit coming up, obviously a different challenge. We'll talk about that in a bit here. Eagles Live marches on. We will get to some grades here. We'll get to some phone calls, some predictions today. Lots to get to as the Eagles at 7-5 and rolling with a big one on Sunday coming up. It's the Eagles and the Detroit Lions. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan. We're going to come right back and knock this thing out today. Give me a little five. There we go.
I already break my hand.
Don't. I know I'm a beast.
I'm a little fragile.
I understand that. Adam Kaplan in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Here you go.
Spicy.
You mean her?
No, it's the spicy smoked sausage sandwich, honey. See?
It better be.
Grab the new spicy smoked sausage breakfast sandwich. It's the smoked sausage you crave, now spicy. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Make sure to have the Eagles with you wherever you go by downloading our official Eagles app, which provides news, notes, features, and all of our live shows.
This holiday season, my good friend gave to me 7 Powerball tickets, 6 match, 6 chances, 5 cash bucks, 4 big fours, 3 daily numbers, 2 Lego Millions.
Happy holidays, Rita.
Thanks, Joe.
What a great gift.
Pennsylvania Lottery tickets make great gifts, like the new $20 Merry Millionaire.
Happy holidays.
And best wishes from the lottery.
Today is the first time in a long time we go surfing while well rested. Time for some 6 a.m. Dunkin' coffee. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
Dunkin' coffee, brewed to perfection for the rich, smooth taste you love. Share your story. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, Eagles Live, the name of our show. Give us a call, 215-339-6709. Talking Eagles, 7-5, and the Lions, 7-5. That tweener day here, the Eagles back at practice on Tuesday. And Adam, the win on Sunday is still very fresh in our minds. And we talk so much about Nick Foles, and we talk so much about the defense, and we will. Mm-hmm. The special teams have been – this is where you build the bottom of your roster up, where you – make sure that you find players who are going to run down there, give themselves up in coverage. Now, in the last couple of years here with Bobby April at the helm, Eagles had a lot of problems finding players to go down and be stoppers.
The bottom end of the roster, exactly.
Right. And this bottom end of the roster, when you have players like Rock Carmichael and Chris Polk and Colt Anderson and Brandon Boykin, who's on the bottom of the roster, and then you've got a punter who can put the ball in absolutely perfect position, it changes games, Adam. Tell me what you're seeing when you watch the Eagles in coverage.
And the thing that I find to be fascinating is, you know, maybe the Eagles' special teams returns aren't great, but because Donnie Jones puts the ball so far back, they're able to get the field position coming back the other way. It's just tremendous. And he's been so consistent. He hasn't had a bad game yet.
His number's 29 inside the 20-yard line punts, second in the league. He's had a number of punts, leads the league in number of punts not returned. His net average is over 41 yards. That's an Eagles franchise record. It ranks 7th in the NFL. And the Eagles winning the battle of hidden field position, which has really aided what Bill Davis and his group is trying to do.
Dave, 7 last week inside the 20. That must be some kind of a record. I mean, that's incredible to me.
It's not a record. It's second to Mark Royals has had a record. Mark Royals and
Very close.
So the record is actually, I believe, 8. But the numbers are staggering.
And it was awesome. And the thing is, the hang time is tremendous. The pass placement, excellent. Directional punting when he has to do it, excellent. Everything overall is great. And the coverage, he allows them to get down there, Dave, which is big.
So there's games on Sunday against the Lions, 38 degrees. There's a game in Minnesota, indoor game. Mm-hmm. Back at Lincoln Financial Field against the Bears.
Yep.
And then Dallas will be fine weather. So a couple of cold weather games coming up for Donnie Jones, who has been around the league long enough to understand that the game changes just a little bit when it's cold.
It does. He's been around with the Rams, obviously, and the Dolphins, and here and with the Texans. He's played in cold weather before. That's not the issue. The issue is punt placement, and he's great at doing that and getting the hang time. That's not been a problem for him. But one guy we didn't mention, and it's been an incredible story, is Brad Smith. I mean, it's amazing that you just get this guy here. He's already one of your best special teams cover guys. But this is what they saw on tape, which they knew they can add. And you talked about the bottom of the roster. Look at the previous couple of years. The bottom of the roster was terrible. Yeah, this year, it's tremendous.
And, you know, I give Howie and the personnel group a lot with bringing in Najee Good and Rock Carmichael and Brad Smith and then the coaching staff developing all of these players.
They're all playing.
And Casey Matthews playing very well on special teams as well. So it's been a great group effort, and the Eagles are really making a big difference here. That has helped the Eagles' defense put up such improved numbers. And in the first 4 games of the season versus the last 8 games, just a startling difference. The Eagles allowing nearly 10 fewer points per game.
That's incredible. Yeah,
we see the number of punts per game is nearly tripled. The quarterback rating has gone down significantly. The completion percentage just shockingly low. and the touchdowns per game in half.
The last two, Dave, are tremendous. Anytime your defense gives up less than 60%, you've done it. They've done its job. Now, the touchdown rate under two is terrific. And with the way that this team scores on offense, they're probably going to win most of their games. Unless you play a team like Denver, who's, you know, it's almost impossible to stop. Well, but it's been a great story.
Let's talk just a little bit about that and what they play. Now, they're playing a Detroit Lions team on Sunday that's got a franchise quarterback in Matthew Stafford, the best wide receiver in the game in Calvin Johnson, and a running back tandem with Reggie Bush and Joique Bell that have really done a very nice job. And the Detroit Lions, Adam, are the legitimate offense that will absolutely be the biggest test since the Denver game for the Eagles defense.
I agree with you. Let's start with Matthew Stafford, their franchise quarterback. The problem, though, Dave, with Matthew Stafford is he does turn it over. Doesn't move all that well. He sometimes lets his mechanics get loose and makes it sidearm throws. And you see it. A guy so prolific is still under 60%. He's not the most accurate passer because he makes some throws he shouldn't make. And mechanics kind of break down. You want to get pressure on. It's not about sacks. It's about pressure, making him throw it before he wants to, making him break down his mechanics. Billy Davis and his defense, lately, they've been doing a great job of that. If they keep doing that, he's going to turn it over.
Good offensive line for Detroit?
At very average. Larry Warford, their guard, has done a great job. Very average at left tackle. Remember, Jeff Backus for left tackle retired. Riley Move moves from right to left. He's an okay left tackle. But you talked about the running backs, the power, the speed of Bush and Joique Bell. Absolutely tremendous. You see the three of them, Johnson, Bush, and Bell. Awesome.
Yeah.
That is a, I'll tell you this, this is a bigger challenge for the Eagles defense than it was against Arizona. Arizona didn't have their running game and these guys.
Yeah, and certainly the versatility of Bush will put a lot of pressure on Michael Kendricks or whatever the Eagles decide to do in the passing game against Bush, whether they cover him with a tight end or whether they cover him with a safety. Now, the Eagles still eight straight games, 21 points or less, and Adam, this is pretty remarkable after watching what this defense was in the preseason. You've charted it. You've watched all the film. Tell me what you saw from the Arizona game defensively.
I thought what I really liked is they were relentless with pressure. They took advantage, as I thought they would, of left tackle Bradley Sowell. Trent Call was relentless the entire game at 31 years old. He hasn't played this well in about a year and a half. He's been awesome. And Billy Davis has done a great job of using him the right way, having him closer in the box, giving him a shorter edge to get to the quarterback. Vinnie Curry also had a tremendous game. And Benny Logan, as an inside pass rusher, this guy needs to be talked about more. He's a really good football player. And the length and the speed and the athleticism of 96, just great. But getting back to Trent Cole, I don't know what to say. I mean, I was wrong. I didn't think he could play.
Lot of people gave up on Trent. Yeah. I mean, but here's the last year, I think, what, a sack and a half from the defensive end position.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, he's been reborn. The Eagles found a spot for him. He worked really hard. He's gotten very good coaching.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he's an explosive element once again. And the Eagles have really needed that pass rush. It's made a big difference for the defense.
And Brandon Graham, 13 snaps, 2 sacks.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, very good production from the Eagles on the outside. That's something that had kind of been missing through the first 10, 11 games of this regular season. Offensively, we saw the Eagles on Sunday go to the tight ends using Zach Ertz, using Brent Celek. They targeted them 12 times, 9 receptions, 97 yards, 3 touchdowns. Why do they do it?
Because Jeremiah Bell, the 35-year-old safety, doesn't move all that well. Tyrann Mathews is more of an add-in defender who you line up over the slot. And I love the way, the little jerk route that Ertz had, where he went one way and went the other way and got the touchdown. And really good read by Foles. And I love the play calling by the coaches this game. Misdirection so much. I mean, one of the things that I love about this offense, Dave, you think you're getting one thing, you get another. And the disguise has been awesome by the coaches.
What is Detroit? Do we know that they've got the wide nine? The wide nine is coming to town.
That's
Jim Washburn and company with a very talented
totally
group
forgot
up
about
front
that,
that really gave the Eagles a lot of problems last year with Farley, with Sue, their first-round draft pick. Ansu is a defensive end who's got
Ansu's
a lot of
been
pressure.
Great, and he's coming off of, Dave, of an injury. And Dominican Sue, they're going to move him at end a little bit. You talk about the wide nine, and they still do it. This helps Ansu, rookie, who's got 7 sacks, who's been tremendous. Don't forget about DeAndre Levy, who's had a great kind of a breakout season. Their front seven's pretty good. It's their secondary that gives up a ton of production to receivers, not tight ends.
Okay, so we'll see what the Eagles' game plan is. Do they find a way to get number 10 DeSean Jackson more involved in the offense?
I think 14 also is going to be prime for a big play this week. I think Riley Cooper is going to catch a bomb for a touchdown. I really do. I believe that they're going to beat them because you've got Rasheen Mathis, an older corner who was on the street, who now is starting for them. Chris Houston is very inconsistent. He's been hurt. Delmas is strictly a box safety. And now I would tell you that Glover Quinn has done a great job coming over from the Texans. He's a very good football player who can also cover the slot.
All right, so we'll get into the Detroit Lions even more in depth as the week goes along. When we return to Eagles Live, Adam will give us his grades for the Eagles as the season hits the three quarters completed mark. A's, B's, any C's for a team that has won four straight games and is 7-5 sitting atop the NFC East with the Dallas Cowboys. You'll find out in just a moment. Stay tuned. Eagles Live returns in just a moment.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
This holiday season, my good friend gave to me 7 no-ball tickets, 6 match fixed chances, 5 cash buys, 4 big 4s, 3 daily numbers, 2 mega millions.
Happy holidays, Rita.
Thanks, Joe.
What a great gift.
Pennsylvania Lottery tickets make great gifts, like the new $20 Merry Millionaire.
Happy holidays.
And best wishes from the lottery.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
These days you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Dave Spadaro and Adam Kaplan with you. The Eagles 7-5 at the three-quarter mark of this 2013 season. Time to get some grades. And where do the Eagles stand? Let's get into it right now with Adam. We start with the special teams. A lot of change there. Eagles going out and signing punter Donnie Jones. And Adam, the special teams have been pretty darn good of late.
Yeah, they have been a big surprise to me. Dave Phipp comes over from the Dolphins. It's the first time that he's been able to run it, the special teams, on his own, and he's done a great job. And kudos to the Eagles personnel staff for bringing in Donnie Jones, who's, for my money, the best punter in the National Football League this season. He's been unbelievable. Everything you could ask for and more. Alex Henry has been steady, their kicker. Only had one little gaffe. Only had one really bad game. But the bottom line is the coverage units, to me, are amongst the best of the National Football League. That had been a problem when you look at previous years to me. This is an A-minus group. Very, very good.
Yeah, still have not had the big return, but all in all, pretty darn good. All right, let's move now to the defensive backs as we get Adam's first grade there. An A-minus for the special teams. The defensive backs last year giving up a franchise record 33 touchdown passes. Adam, a whole lot better this year.
Yeah, I think the discipline, and this has been a big thing for Billy Davis and his coaches, got to be way more disciplined. They have almost have a deep safety ready available on every play. The corners have been very, very physical. They play a combination of man and zone, a matchup zone especially. They've had great stories like Rock Carmichael. It's been incredible. The subs who have had to come in have done a great job. Brandon Boykin having a breakout season. To me, I think this is an excellent, excellent unit that's much improved. But they're a B-minus, Dave, because they have given up a lot of yards.
Yeah, and the two new starters here are Bradley Fletcher and Kerry Williams. Mm-hmm. Nate Allen has been rejuvenated.
What a story.
First interception since 2011 coming Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. So a B-minus for the defensive backs. Now the linebackers. The Eagles changing their front this year, going from a 4-3 to a 3-4. And Adam, there have been some spectacular plays.
I'll tell you what, Trent Coles emergence here to me, and Connor Barron has been very, very steady so far. This is why I've given them a solid B. I think at times early in the season, they're kind of out of place or unsure exactly what they were doing. And 95 Michael Kendricks has been tremendous, although he did miss some time. I think the group has been a solid B, but not better than that, because I think they gave up some plays, some screen passes early in the season, but they are well ahead of where I thought they'd be.
Yeah, and good conversion from Trent Cole, who's played the run, plays hard, 5 sacks in the last 3 games, and the Eagles get a B at the linebacker position from Adam Kaplan. Defensive line is young, and younger, and yet, Adam, that has not prevented them from making major impact each week.
Dave, this is the biggest surprise on the football team, and not even Nick Foles. I'm not even going to say that. This defensive line, I thought, had no chance in back in May and April, even after the draft. In fact, I couldn't find more than one starter. But not only has 91 Fletcher Cox played well, Benny Logan, 96, has been a big surprise after the Sopoaga trade. You just look at Cedric Thornton, number 72, has had, I think, a breakout season. He should get Pro Bowl consideration, and their subs have done a great job. How about Vinny Curry, number 75? You see Thornton there. How about 75 Vinny Curry to me? This is an A-minus group. They couldn't do much better. I don't give out A's unless it's absolutely obvious, but it's very, very close. They've been awesome.
All right, so the offensive line is next as the defense gets rounded out there. The offensive line, first-round draft pick Lane Johnson comes in. The Eagles get healthy, returning Jason Peters, Jason Kelsey, Todd Harrimans. It took a little bit of time here, but the offensive line is rounded into form very nicely.
It has. I think we have to remember 3 of those starters were coming up with major injuries last season. It took them a little bit of time to get together there. But to me, Dave, I think Kelsey's one of the better young centers in the league. Jason Peters, he hasn't been quite at Pro Bowl form, but he's been solid. Remember, he's had a couple injuries this season. Lane Johnson's been kind of up and down, but you see the tremendous athleticism. To me, they're a solid B+. They're not quite in the A group because a little bit, at times, they've been inconsistent.
And the offense certainly benefiting from good play up front. The offensive line at B+ from Adam Kaplan. At the tight end position, we've all wondered how the Eagles would use all of these talented tight ends. They draft Zach Gertz. They sign James Casey in free agency. And we are seeing the benefit of having depth and talent at that position.
Yeah, the only thing, Dave, and you kind of mentioned in passing there, is just the use. They've not gotten the ball enough. Their best game, obviously, was against the Cardinals with 3 touchdowns. You saw the great game they had against Oakland. But I think they could be used more, and I'd like to see them get used more as the season progresses. Brent Celek's been a great story. He's been healthy, blocking better than ever. And the reason why, Dave, Zach Ertz is getting the football more, because he blocks better. He's improved in that area. The coaches like having him on the field. And James Casey, when thrown to, has done an excellent job. They're a solid bit.
All right, so the Eagles tight ends, a B from Adam Kaplan. Now we move outside in the passing game. The Eagles in the summer, a blow, certainly, when Jeremy Maclin went down with a torn ACL. Aurelius Ben injured as well. That gives DeSean Jackson more attention, and that gives Riley Cooper an opportunity to step up.
Yeah, and I think, Dave, when you look at Riley Cooper, he's been a nice surprise for them. A guy that, quite frankly, was an NFL fourth receiver. He's been pressing the service as a number two. Yeah, he doesn't command the ball as much as Jeremy Maclin, but he's done a solid job. And Nick Foles has helped him. He's made him go get the football. But DeSean Jackson's have a tremendous season. The only thing is, though, they're not getting enough contribution from the backups. I'd like to see more of that. DeMarcus Johnson had a great preseason. Didn't get the job done yet. They're not even using him. So that's probably why I haven't put him in the A group, but they're a solid B.
All right, so a B for the Eagles wide receivers. Now we move to the running backs. LeSean McCoy leads the second in the NFC and second in the NFL in rushing. He leads the NFL in yards from scrimmage. He's been durable, he's been productive, and he has been delivering every week and has been outstanding.
You know, Dave, the reason why I'm not giving him better than a B+ is my grade, because every time I watch LeSean McCoy, we know how talented he is. He's you know, for my money, one of the top 2 backs in the league. He does leave yards on the field. And Bryce Brown, unfortunately, does sometimes run outside when he should hit it up inside. That, to me, is the reason why they're not an A group. But they are a solid B+. They're tremendous. And I love, though, lately how they're putting Nick Foles occasionally under center, making LeSean McCoy run inside, and he presses a hole. And that's something we could look forward to going forward.
From the day that Chip Kelly was named the head coach, we wondered who the quarterback would be, what kind of scheme the Eagles would play. Well, the season started with Michael Vick as the starting quarterback, a 1-3 record as a starter. Hamstring injury sends him to the sidelines, Adam. And as Michael Vick goes to the sidelines, Nick Foles emerges, and what have we seen? 19 touchdown passes, 0 interceptions. What a season to remember.
And that's why I have to give him an A. Or actually, the quarterback's an A, but they probably better would have been an A-. But the reason why he's an A, because he makes players around him better. He generally does not take sacks, rarely does. And I love how he puts the ball out there. You see that Ertz catch? Only where the offensive player, the receiver tight end, could get it. That is a special trait only the great ones have. That puts him halfway there. He's an A. He's an absolute A so far.
And Michael Vick really played pretty well until he was injured. And now Matt Barkley gets a little bit of experience, a couple of games that the Eagles have struggled, and now they bounce back very nicely. All right, Chip Kelly, the head coach. He brings in a bunch of coaches with a nice mixture of pro experience, college experience. We all have questions, so many questions. Would a coach from the college level have experience enough to succeed here? Chip Kelly has guided this team to four straight wins, first place with four games to go.
Dave, I debated whether it would be an A or an A minus. I went with the A minus specifically because they've done a tremendous job. It's really hard to criticize. The only thing on the time management side, been a little critical in that area. But other than that, and this is one of the things I love about Chip, he takes the players he's given and he gets the most out of them. That is a quality that few coaches have, especially early in their careers. They think they know it all. I think it actually helped him in a way that he had no preconceived notion, never coached in the National Football League before. I think in a way that's actually helped him. To me, he's done a great job. Very hard to criticize him overall, let's face it. That's an A minus to me.
And there is the Adam Kaplan report card, 12 games into this 2013 regular season. It's a favorable report card, and why not? The Eagles have won four games in a row. They are 7-5. They've overcome quite a bit of adversity with some injuries at the quarterback position, and they sit atop the NFC East right now.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
There's a new kind of energy company that's not just selling you power, it's giving you power. The power to make saving energy easy. The power to customize your electricity plan with green energy and be rewarded for your loyalty. Even the power to help your home generate its own electricity. Now that's the kind of power we can all use.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
All right, Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan back. It's Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Reminder that we will have Nick Foles live from the NovaCare Complex following the team's practice. Now it's time to take some phone calls, 215-339-6709. Let's go to Tyrell in Delaware. Hey, Tyrell.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
What's up?
Pretty good. Hey, I wanted to touch on a couple things. I'm gonna
okay.
Make it real quick. The first thing I wanted to touch on was time of possession. I believe in the first two quarters, time of possession doesn't really matter. I think he can run that high-octane offense and be successful. When it comes to the third and fourth quarters and we have got a big lead, I think, you know, we might want to switch it up a little bit.
Well, how do you switch it up, Tyrell?
You know, just by slowing it down a little bit.
So, but here's the thing.
He's never going to be.
Here's why I think this is the most just ridiculous conversation. Just get first downs, okay? It doesn't matter how fast you call the plays. Just get first downs. This is the dumbest. This goes back with Eagles fans. This is like the run pass ratio with Andy Reid. It was like everybody's just got to pick something and complain about it.
No, but they want to know why.
If the Eagles convert plays and get first downs, who gives a rat's about the mm-hmm. time of possession? Get first downs. Right. Who cares how fast you're snapping the ball? Who cares? This is so stupid. The reason they don't the time of possession, the reason the offense didn't work in the fourth quarter on Sunday was because they didn't get first downs. It's not how much time they had left on the play clock. It's not like you can predict. Tyrell, I get it, what you're saying, and you're not alone, and I'm sorry to vent, but I'm just so sick of people saying the reason the offense bogs down is because the defense beats the offense. That's why.
Right, right.
That's simplistic from Spadaro.
My second point I wanted to make is that the defense is coming along pretty good. I would love to see Brandon Graham get more snaps. I know that they're saying he's having trouble going backwards, but, you know, going forwards, you know, he's just been tremendous to me, and I think he deserves more snaps. And I was also wondering, is it possible, like, if next year, if Vinnie Curry lost some weight, he go outside linebacker?
No, Vinnie Curry's not losing weight and playing outside linebacker. He's going to play defensive line. He's put on the weight. He's got a great burst. He gives you some pass rush push. No way. Don't start messing with this kid and moving him all around. And 1 year he gains weight, 1 year he loses weight. You want to ruin a football player, that's exactly what you do. Hey, Tyrell, give me a prediction.
My prediction is going to be 24-70.
You're the man. Thank you. Let's talk about Brandon Graham, Adam. Mm-hmm. I think he certainly played well on Sunday. Yeah. The hard part is when you take him off the field, or when you put him on the field, you're taking off Trent Cole, who's also picked up his game.
Trent Cole.
Can you use both in some way?
One thing I actually want to mention, and I saw this on the tape this morning, I couldn't believe how well he's moving in coverage. This is just, and again, this is something that we didn't think he could do. He's doing the best that he can. He's not hurting the team in it, and that's all you want. These linebackers are only going to drop.
Right.
Yeah, the number that I was given is 7 to 10% outside linebackers drop. Never more than that, unless it's a guy like, if you're lining Michael Kendrick up outside, but they're not. He's an inside player who can cover. But bottom line is Trent Cole's been a good story. Brandon Graham, to me, 20 to 25 snaps is about it in this scheme. Just all he has to do is help collapse the pocket, which he's doing. And that's what Billy Davis talks about, collapsing the pocket. Sacks are a result of pressure.
Yep. Big plays for Brandon Graham on Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals in how many snaps? 13 snaps?
I think it was 13.
13 snaps, yep. 2 sacks. All right, let's go to Chicago and talk to Cam. Cam, thanks for giving us a call.
Hey, Dave, Adam, how's it going, fellas?
Good, sir.
Good,
how are
man.
You?
What's up?
Pretty good. Quick question.
Yes.
I'm wondering if our offense seems to slow down in the second half. I'm wondering if that has anything to do with the up-tempo offense that we're running in the first half.
This is my stance, and this is what everybody's going to hook onto here with Chip Kelly. It's just like the run-pass ratio with Andy Reid for 10 years or 14 years or however long people started to really hook onto it. If you execute the plays, who cares how fast you run the play? Who cares? Who cares how much time is left on the clock?
I completely agree. My only issue is we aren't executing.
Absolutely. That's the issue.
You might be tired, right?
That you can question the play calls and you can question the execution. Whether you're snapping it with 3 seconds left on the play clock or 13 seconds left on the play clock or 17 seconds left on the play clock, go out and execute the play. Don't have a holding call. Don't have a block in the back. Catch a pass. Hit an open receiver. Block your man. Make the plays.
Hey, I agree. Thanks for having
me. Hey, wait, give me a prediction.
I'm going to go Eagles 31, Lions 28, high scoring game.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I agree with that, by the way.
I do want to add one thing, though. What I'd like to see is Nick Foles more under center, and we talked about it that he was a little bit throughout the game. Especially when you have a nice lead, get LeSean McCoy running downhill. That's the one thing that, you know, sometimes LeSean McCoy does not hit the hole. When you have Nick Foles under center, when LeSean's out of the eye, he's got to hit it straight. And it's so obvious that it makes him press the hole. He's so explosive when he presses the hole, and that gives him the vision, once he goes through it, to go right or left instead of lining up offset. Where he tries to make 3 or 4 moves, that it doesn't always work.
And the Eagles are sometimes in situations where it's a 2nd and 5 and they lose 3 yards, and then you're
changes the mesh point.
In third and long. I like that expression. You've always got these functional ability in the pocket.
I steal
mesh
them, man.
Point.
No one steals them more.
It's
than
all
I do.
Buzzwords in the NFL media
scouting,
world.
Man.
All right, let's go to Mario in San Francisco. Mario, welcome.
What's up, man? Old Breakfast Club guys. How are you guys doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. I really enjoyed that game. Adam basically just answered one of my questions, and that was with McCoy.
I can't hear you. What did you say?
Adam, he answered my question about LeSean McCoy.
Okay.
Basically, he's wasting like 2.5, almost 3 seconds with the dance steps, and like you said, basically he's losing 4 or 5 yards, and he's leaving a lot of yards out on the field. So hopefully that gets corrected. But other than that, I hope Earl Wolfe is playing this weekend. Is he?
We have not heard on that when he's day to day, and there's no word that he's on the field as we take a look at practice going on right now.
Yeah,
Mario, give me a prediction for Sunday.
Okay, for Sunday it's going to be about Eagles 28, Detroit 19.
Okay, very well. Thanks, Mario. Thanks for calling in from San Fran. Let's talk about LeSean McCoy. Kenya, mm-hmm. we've talked about this for the last couple of years. Great, great player. Tends to try to hit that home run a little bit more than sometimes is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Has he gotten better at it?
Well, it's funny. Maybe it was 3 or 4 games ago where he talked about it. He admitted when he didn't really play well, which is, you don't hear young players usually admit it. And because he sees the tape, it's so obvious. The line is blocking better than you think on the interior. It's just that he's got to press that hole. It's those yards that he's leaving out there, 40 to 50 a game, especially this past game, which just to me is not acceptable. When the offensive line does its job and you're trying to win, fourth quarter is when you run to win. And that's it. When you have a lead, you run to win, and he's not doing it as good as he should.
And there have been games. Let's not overlook and let's not forget the win against Tampa Bay. Eagles running out the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles win in Green Bay at Lambeau Field. Eagles have a 9-minute and 30-second drive to end the game. So it has happened.
There.
We tend to focus on what's right in front of us, and what's right in front of us is a couple of games where the Eagles had big leads and they let the opposing team get close, where the defense had to get it stopped. But the defense certainly has played well at the end. The offense needs to be a bit more consistent.
Just want to add this. There were also 4 or 5 runs in this last game, which are unbelievable, where it looked like it wasn't blocked well, and he just made unblocked defender Smith. So it's kind of you take and give with LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, he's a great football player, and there is no such thing as a perfect football player.
That's correct.
When we return, some more phone calls to look ahead at the remaining 4 games of this exciting 2013 regular season. It's Eagles Live. I'm Dave Spadaro with Adam Kaplan. We're coming right back.
Here you go.
Mmm, spicy.
You mean her?
No, it's the spicy smoked sausage sandwich, honey. See?
It better be.
Grab the new spicy smoked sausage breakfast sandwich. It's the smoked sausage you crave, now spicy. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and the North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Make sure to have the Eagles with you wherever you go by downloading our official Eagles app, which provides news, notes, features, and all of our live shows.
This holiday season, my good friend gave to me 7 Powerball tickets, 6 match fix chances, 5 cash bags, 4 big fours, 3 daily numbers, 2 Mega Millions.
Happy holidays, Rita.
Thanks, Joe.
What a great gift.
Pennsylvania Lottery tickets make great gifts, like the new $20 Merry Millionaire.
Happy holidays.
And best wishes from the lottery.
Today is the first time in a long time we go surfing while well-rested. Time for some 6 a.m. Dunkin' coffee. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
Dunkin' coffee, brewed to perfection for the rich, smooth taste you love. Share your story. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
We welcome you back, Eagles Live, the name of the show. Nick Foles, live after practice at about 1:20. Eagles Live returns on Wednesday at noon. And Chip Kelly will be our exclusive one-on-one, as he is every week, presented by Gatorade. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan with you. Let's get to the Eagles' upcoming schedule here, because it is a doozy. The Eagles' upcoming schedule, presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFL.com/ticket exchange. All right, Adam, we do this every week. Go through the wins and the losses. Detroit.
Loss.
At Minnesota.
Win.
8-6. Chicago.
Win.
9-6. At Dallas.
Win.
You got to say it, don't you? You got to say it.
I hate that star. I'm impartial, but that something about that star. You know something about that.
I do know something about that star. It is not my favorite star.
Hey, how about Jerry Jones?
It's not my Star Spangled Banner.
Jerry Jones says Sean Lee will be back this week.
Yeah, so that'll be a big. I think
that's a tough game, though.
I think that's a tough game for them. I think it's a tough game in Chicago. Cold weather, Monday Night Football, crowd amped, Bears desperate. We'll see. Let's get to Chris in Virginia, who joins us on Eagles Live. Hey, Chris.
How you doing, Dave? How you doing, Adam?
Great. How you doing? How was your time on Sunday?
Awesome, man. Awesome. You know, couldn't be asked for a better win. You know, it was close at the end, but hey, man, ready for the next game. On to the next one, one game at a time, and, you know, got to keep it going.
Yes, sir. What do you think about this week?
Oh, this week, man, it's going to be great. You know, of course, me and Zomp, we're going to be there this week. Be fired up. I think the big thing this week is D-line's got to get some pressure again. As we know, Stafford's tendency is to throw some lame ducks up there and get some picks and just keep going with how everything's rolling. You know, I like how this team's going. It's good to have meaningful football in December again.
Yes, it is. Give me your prediction, Chris.
You know, I'm going to go 31-17. Let's go, Birds. You guys have a great Eagles day.
Thank you, my man. I'm interested about this Matthew Stafford. Let's get some picks. How sloppy is he with the football?
He throws with a three-quarter arm delivery. He's got a great arm, much better than Carson Palmer. But the problem is, he just, for some reason, he decides he's going to throw a sidearm throw. Two or three a game, and one of them is usually picked off. That's why he's under 60%. He's a very talented passer. I mean, 27 touchdowns is tremendous. But the fact of the matter is, he makes some throws that quite often are off, not because he can't make it, it's because of bad mechanics. And he could say whatever he wants. There's some throws that, quite frankly, are on him. And it has nothing to do with coaching.
And while Calvin Johnson is the best in the business, there are other weapons. Nate Burleson is now healthy.
He's playing the slot.
Big targets at tight end. Reggie Bush is dynamic.
Brandon Pettigrew and Chris Dorm, the former Georgia receiver, 6'5.5". So this is the biggest test for the Eagles as far as receivers.
Literally.
Calvin Johnson, 6'5", and Chris Dorm, 6'5.5".
And their goal line threat is Fourier, who's a 6'7".
6'7.5", yeah. Joseph Fourier, an undrafted free agent out of UCLA. All he is really a goal line guy. He's had some touchdowns. You're right. Yeah.
All right, let's go to John in Iowa as we take a look at Eagles practice on this kind of warm December day at the NovaCare Complex. Hey, John.
Hey, what's going on, Dave?
Everything's good. How are you?
Good, man. Feeling great, man. It's been a long time.
Yes, it's good to hear from you.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's team up, 7-5. You know, 7-5 and four straight wins. We're ready to go.
As you know, it hasn't been like this for a long time, 2 years now.
It's been since 2010 that we've been excited about a playoff race.
Exactly. It's great to be an Eagles fan now.
Yes, it is. What are you thinking about Sunday?
Sunday? I think we're going to win.
Okay.
Great feeling. Yeah.
Can I get a score?
24-21.
24-21.
I think the Eagles will score in the 30s, by the way.
Yeah, high-scoring game. Thanks, John.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll see you in Minnesota. Thanks.
You got it, brother. Good to hear from you. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of those Midwestern Eagles fans in Minnesota. All right, some press conferences from earlier in the day. First, Pat Shurmur, Eagles offensive coordinator, meeting the media along with Bill Davis, Eagles defensive coordinator. Let's first start on the offensive side of the ball as Pat Shurmur answers questions from the Philadelphia media.
Our mindset in terms of how we were playing offense was the same as the first half. We were trying to move the ball and score points. We were running the ball. We were throwing the ball. We didn't execute at a high level like we did in the first drive, the drive before the half, and then, of course, the drive to start the second half. So I wouldn't read into that. They've been talked about great, you know, for all the right reasons. I mean, Farley and Sue, and then they got numerous defensive ends that they're good in, you know, they're good. They try to create pressure with a four-man rush and then play coverage behind it that's not quite as, you know, they don't put themselves at risk at times for big plays. And they're good players. They're good pass rushers, but I know our guys will be up to the challenge blocking them. They're a very talented defense, and they made some plays against us. We made some plays against them. It was 3rd and 12 when we chose to call a screen, and somebody came to the sideline and said they were calling it out. Well, every time it's 3rd and 12, everybody on defense says, watch the screen, watch the draw. So, you know, I don't know. That was a joke, by the way. But that actually happened.
All right, that's Pat Shurmur, Eagles offensive coordinator. Now defensive coordinator Bill Davis, a lot to talk about. And a lot of challenges coming to town on Sunday. Detroit's second-ranked offense in the league coming in, and the Eagles will be tested.
Well, he's 6'5", and I think in his range, is he's got a huge vertical. So his radius, his catch radius is second to none. They're similar players in that they're big-bodied, go up and get the ball away from their body. They snatch it well out of the air. Fitzgerald is one of the top in the NFL, but Calvin is the best, I think. When you watch him game in and game out, what he does and what he can do at that size-speed ratio, he's the best. We're very fortunate right now that we've got great chemistry going on defensively. The guys work hard. They enjoy practicing with each other. They enjoy working out with each other. They enjoy each other's success on game day. There's no I or me in this group. It's just playing for everybody. Everybody's playing to be successful as a defense, not individually. So it's fun to be around. These guys have great chemistry right now. It's hard to get. It's very difficult to say, hey, well, you can't coach chemistry. It happens or it doesn't happen, and we're very fortunate that's happening.
All right, that is Bill Davis. Hey, we want to thank you all for following us on @EaglesShows on Twitter. We are nearing the 2,000 follower mark, and we give out a piece of autographed merchandise to everyone once we hit a different thousand mark. So if you're not following us, please do so. We give you updates throughout the show, every show. And Katie Tang, our social director, does a fantastic job keeping everybody in the loop what's going on our show. So please follow us on Twitter. And thank you for joining us today. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan. It's Eagles Live. We're back tomorrow at noon. And stay with us throughout the rest of the day. We've got updates from the NovaCare Complex on this Tuesday as the Eagles look to get to 8-5 on Sunday. I'm Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan. Thanks, man. Thank you. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.